Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Phantom, an Alex Hawke novel by Ted Bell, performed by John Shea. For my daughter, Birdie Bell, who lights up my life once more. To every man is given the key to the gates of heaven. The same key opens the gates of hell. Buddhist proverb. Phantom. Prologue. The house at the seaward end of Captain's Neck Lane in Bar Harbor is a three-story Victorian, painted a lovely shade of pale yellow with white trim. The home has all the prerequisite 19th-century decorative gewgaws and doodads, but they are not overwhelming. There's a certain peace about the house that you can feel, just standing on the sidewalk at the front gate on a quiet summer evening. Peace, yes. And should you step inside, love. There was red, white, and blue bunting hung from the portico surrounding the front door. A very large American flag was draped from the roof and obscured the two large windows on the third floor. A banner was affixed to the exterior wall just below the flag. It read, "A Hero's Welcome, U.S. Marine Sergeant Chris Marley." Tonight, all the windows of 72 Captain's Neck Lane are aglow, though it is well nigh the witching hour. Even lit is the tiny window at the top of the tower that juts out from the western front corner of the house. In that small round room, a little girl is sitting on her bedroom floor being read to by her father. The child's name is Aurora, age 6. The father is Christopher, age 32, a warrior at heart. Still, he is missing part of his right leg from the knee down. It is the result of an IED the Taliban had left waiting for him on the road to Kabul. He'd been promised the prosthetic, but there was a very long line of amputees ahead of him. He thought little of the wound. He'd seen countless horrors far worse. He was one of the lucky ones. He was alive. He had come home safely to his family. He had done his duty. He was a proud man, proud of his service and what he'd done for his country, though he would never, ever let you know it. His father had never talked about the war. Neither would he. "I like my cane," the Marine told people, "and has many other uses, you know. You can scare cats with it, stuff like that." Aurora, unable to sleep because of an impending adventure, has had her father reading to her for hours. She hasn't yawned once, Christopher thought, pulling another book from her shelves. Not once.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?